This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I think that Mike will be in good shape. We'll see what happens. There are a lot of people are predicting other things, but I have a feeling it's going to work out very well, and I think our country really needs him. He's going to be a great leader.
Hi, everyone. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Well, you just heard there Donald Trump talking about Pompeo, and it's interesting because, of course, he's in the news for a couple of things, or we're talking about him for a couple of reasons. So we'll jump into that. We'll also talk about the sad passing of Barbara Bush, but a life well lived, and how she's being remembered. And then, of course, the jet engine that ruptured in midair, the Southwest. What a nightmare that is. Makes you think about where you sit on the plane, I'll tell you that. As we dive into this, let's talk about President Trump sent CIA agency director, of course, Mike Pompeo, on this secret trip to meet with the nut job Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang over Easter. Pompeo, of course, is tapped by Trump, you heard there, last month to serve as Secretary of State, met with Kim to talk about the terms of a summit between the leaders of the two countries aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program. We've been talking about this for a while. We've been talking about this with Washington insiders. Trump referred to the discussions earlier this week, saying his administration had directly engaged North Korea at extremely high levels. So Pompeo's trip was first reported by the Washington Post. He says Trump said he expects a summit to be convened probably in early June or before. So now at least we're hearing the potential of when it may be. It might be June, might be May. Here we are almost at the end of April. So keep your eye on that. And then keep your eye on Pompeo and what happens with him as Secretary of State. As you heard from the President there, he hopes that it's a smooth sailing for Pompeo with the hearings, and we'll see how, of course, that goes. All right, speaking of not smooth sailing, but the fact that you had an incredible pilot who righted the plane as soon as possible, so quickly, it must have been incredibly scary. And I'm on the road and speaking to you from the road. In fact, just was in Manhattan and flew into LaGuardia, flew on a similar plane, and now I'm over the bridge in New Jersey. But Southwest Airlines says that, you know, you've got it, and I agree with this. Southwest Airlines talked about how incredible the pilot was. I mean, the left engine breaks midair, sends an object toward the body of the plane. It bursts through the window above the airplane's left wing. A passenger sucked toward the hole where the window used to be. Passengers pull her back, but she dies. Which, bravo for the passengers. This flight was 20 minutes into a trip similar from mine that I've made several times from New York to Dallas. It's a heavily trafficked area. Alarms are blaring in the cockpit. Passengers said it sounded like an explosion boom from the left side of the plane. Oxygen masks dropped from the ceiling, and then it was terrifying, and the plane's engine had undergone, obviously, a visual, and you can hear it in the background. They had suffered a visual, you know, seeing what had happened, and the plane had had an inspection just a couple of days before, so the passengers get that visual that are by the woman trying to help her, and this was just crazy what happened with the Southwest plane. And Southwest said in an email on Sunday, workers had looked at the inlet, the exhaust cowlings, and the fairings, and the next scheduled blade lube and the first ultrasonic inspection on the number one engine of the 772 was scheduled to be accomplished in December of the year. So they're saying the typical maintenance was done in this, and of course everybody was going crazy on the plane, and can you blame them? What would that feel like? It's your worst nightmare to think about it. And I know we talk statistically about what are the odds, but people were just trying so hard to save that poor woman and just could not do it. You know, objects were flying out. They said clothes and jackets went into the hole. There was a guy who was sitting a couple rows away from the woman, and he was describing what that was like and saying you had smoke coming, you know, some had smoke kind of coming in the window, and it was chaos. Nobody could hear, and the plane descended from 31,000 feet to 10,000 feet in 5 minutes. So it was so loud. How could you hear any sort of, you know, announcement? And you couldn't is the answer. You could not hear it. And seeing that engine is frightening. But bravo to the pilot, who was a female pilot, who was the first female pilot in the Navy, who just did an incredible job of getting things on even keel when that happened. And that is her job, but she did it so well, thank goodness, because there was definitely panic, and that jet engine rupturing in midair would certainly frighten anyone. As I'll say again, I cannot imagine that, and especially just flying that route would be absolutely crazy. In the meantime, and we're going to let you hear Jeb Bush's reaction to his mother's death, but a woman who was known to really speak her mind, and I love that about Barbara Bush, the former First Lady. I had a chance to meet her a couple of times, but you know, she had the familiar puff of white hair and the pearls, and that was sort of her signature when she was in the White House. But I think her signature was that she didn't suffer fools. And, you know, married for over 70 years to George Bush, so at the age of 92 she dies, and a memorial service is going to be held at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, just a few blocks away from where she and George H.W. Bush, the former president, built a home. So they were longtime Houston residents, and also of course in Kennebunkport, Maine. And she had congestive heart failure and pulmonary disease, and she was the matriarch of the family. There's no question about that. She saw not only her husband win the White House, but also her son, and what a unique position certainly that put her in. There's no question. You know, on this show, on kind of a lighter note here, and as I said, you're going to let you hear what Jeb Bush had to say in our next segment, but I just happened to see this in the USA Today, and it made me think of all of you and all the, you know, artificial intelligence we use now. And I mean, I can raise my hand in that category. I have Alexa, of course, and ask Alexa questions. When the other comes on later this week, we'll talk about that. But the poll that I saw said 56% of Americans have considered that digital assistants could be recording or listening to their conversations. That is kind of creepy to think of it. What a way to do that. Plan an Alexa, have it planted in Alexa, and no, that's not happening. But it does make you think, doesn't it? It made me think when I saw that, and I can completely understand why so many people that are polled, you know, feel that way, because of course they feel that way. Because we keep hearing about it. All right, and then one last thing. How about this? Do you hit the Starbucks in the morning or at night? Are you one of those people who pay a lot for that Starbucks coffee? Couldn't be more popular, right? Howard Schultz's excellent brainchild. They're going to close 8,000 stores May 29th because of that incident in Philly. We're talking about that next, and plus Jeb Bush's reaction to his mother's death. Stay here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm so blessed to be her son. She taught us to serve others. She taught us to be civil. She taught us to love your family with your heart and soul. And she and my dad basically didn't have to tell us how to do that. They just acted on their love for 75 years.
Obviously, you could hear there Jeb Bush talking about his mother, and there's no question about the Bush family feeling very sad, but also incredibly fortunate that they had Barbara Bush at the helm. And that's where we continue here on American Tonight. You just heard what Jeb Bush, one of her sons, had to say. And I'll tell you, it was just an outpouring on social media and reaction from so many people. This was from George P. Bush, who is the grandson of Barbara Bush, one of them. And he said, "My grandmother's entire life was focused on others. For my grandfather, she was his top advisor and confidant. For her family, she was a steady, loving, and guiding hand. And for her country, she was an inspiration and an example for all." Wow. Other statements, of course, Donald Trump, president, said, "At FLOTUS, Melania and I will join the nation in celebrating the life of Barbara Bush." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described Mrs. Bush as always a friend to Canada who leaves a legacy of dignity, grace, service, and devotion to family. I thought that was very nice. Well said, in other words. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama wrote in a statement that Mrs. Bush was the rock of a family dedicated to public service and will always be grateful to Mrs. Bush for the generosity she showed us throughout our time in the White House. We're even more grateful for the way she lived her life as a testament to the fact that public service is an important and noble calling. And they went on to say a few other things. And there were a lot of people that reacted, and not shockingly, to the death of Barbara Bush, who, again, was really the matriarch of the family, of the Bush dynasty, of that family. Governor John Bel Edwards described Mrs. Bush as an incredible, from Louisiana, as an incredible first lady who served alongside her husband with class, grace, and dignity. And talked about her, you know, how she pushed her whole life to end illiteracy, and that was really one of her great big causes. And, you know, even NASA, it's interesting. I saw a great picture of the Bushes at NASA. And it was tweeted out by NASA, and they said, "We're saddened by the loss of former First Lady Barbara Bush. In her honor, here's a picture of her and former President George H.W. Bush calling astronauts in space from Mission Control in Houston during a space shuttle mission." And that was back in 2007. And boy, oh boy, so interesting again, the reaction from so many people to the death of Barbara Bush, who lived a long life. As I said, a life well lived. When you are born in 1925 and you live to 2018, pretty decent health, had some health issues, and of course that's ultimately what happened, as I mentioned in the first segment, but at the age of 92, and there's so many quotes, interesting things that happened in her lifetime, and again, just the fact that she suffered no fools, to me, I thought was what she was about, you know. And one of the quotes I pulled out that I saw is, "I'm taking a vow not to advise." Because there were certainly some trying times. And she also said, "Suddenly women's lib had made me feel my life had been wasted," because, you know, she was constantly asked about the role of women, particularly in the time that George Bush was running, and then when he ultimately was elected, and just their life in Washington with the other positions that he held. All right, let's bounce around in a couple of other directions and kind of fill in, you know, some of the blanks on a couple of other things. I always say America Tonight is really about what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. I think the Southwest flight has really rocked a lot of people. There's another Delta flight. There was a Delta flight that had problems with an engine. Nothing horrific like the Southwest flight, but they, you know, took care of it immediately. And I think now that there's going to be a lot of, I don't know, there's going to be a lot of consternation about that, perhaps. But, you know, the mask came down, and the people on the Southwest flight reacted and tried to do, you know, what they could to help the poor woman who was caught with the shrapnel and from the engine, and, you know, ultimately what happened there. I happened to see this because somebody was asking me about pollution since I'm in New York. And I said, you know, it's funny that people look at New York for pollution, because really New York is 10th on what was now just done, an ozone pollution poll, and the 10 most polluted metro areas in the U.S. don't start with an N. Has nothing to do with New York. In fact, Los Angeles, Long Beach was number one, Bakersfield, California, number two, Visalia and Porterville, California, three, Fresno, four, you're getting this, right? Five, Sacramento, six, San Diego, Modesto was seven, Modesto, California, Phoenix was eight on the list, so there's curveball, Arizona, Redding, California, I've been there, not Reddington, Redding, and then Newark, New Jersey, etc. That doesn't make the list until 10th. So, you know, how do you figure that with California? Because California is known for strict environmental regulations. Why are so many cities from that state? What's the problem with that? And supposedly they're trying to counteract air pollution. So, boy, isn't that interesting? That they make the list again and again and again and again and again. And you know, what is it about that? So the Los Angeles Long Beach area takes the really holds the distinction of being the most ozone polluted city for the entire 19-year history of the report. Boy, that's something you don't want to own, right? So overall, this report that was done, by the way, by the American Lung Association, the report said about 133 million Americans, so that would be roughly more than 4 out of 10, live with unhealthy levels of pollution, placing them at a big risk for premature death and other serious health effects like lung cancer, asthma attacks, you know, that kind of stuff. So certainly that is disheartening. All right, so we go from the pollution thing to, did you file your taxes? I know a lot of people were running out doing the quarterly thing because of the extra time they got to file. And I said this before, nobody likes taxes. It's like the IRS is the three dreaded letters. I mean, you know, I talk about flat tax or fair tax, and I'm not sure what the answer is, but I'm not sure I'm going to see it in my lifetime. But the IRS got hit with a computer glitch on tax day. So you get that extra day if you had to file something. And when people are scrambling and they're trying to do their own taxes, the extra day, I think, gave some people some breathing room, and quarterly taxes, etc., could be filed because if people were freaked and trying to do the their taxes for 2017, then to try to get them in, then the quarterly thing, you know, how that ends up. It is what it is, right? It is what it is. I don't want to dive into something that I've talked about with a lot of people on the air here in America Tonight. Not lately, but we're going to start to talk about currency. And how about cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrencies are kind of I just read a big headline on this, are the new internet counterculture. And where it ends up and what happens with it, you know, we had Steve Jobs on. I mean, not Steve Jobs. We had, you see where my mind is. I need an Apple computer. That's what I'm thinking at. We had on Steve Forbes, excuse me, so not the late Steve Jobs, because that would be something if that happened. Steve Forbes, which was also something, and I asked him about cryptocurrencies because I watched him speak, and he was not a fan, but I know other people who are big fans of cryptocurrencies and actually think that there is a good chance that they could, that they could end up rock in the world, and that you can end up with some great rewards by having cryptocurrencies, but it might really be the people that got in early. So we're going to talk about that next week on America Tonight. At the tail end of the week, we're going to dive more specifically into cryptocurrencies. All right, hang with us. Put your feet up, relax. We got much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
How many times I have listened to Love Will Keep Us Together and a myriad of other songs by this next lady who is our special guest today. So thrilled she's in our virtual green room. We promised we would not play that song over and over again so she wouldn't have to hear her own work. But Toni Tenniel is with us, and she's written a memoir, and it is fascinating. I have to tell you, Toni, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. I really appreciate it.
And I have to tell you, I had a quick little getaway where I was at the Venetian pool in Las Vegas, and I was reading your book. I was absorbing it, and I put it down for a second to go off and rinse off, and someone took the book, so I had to buy another copy. So I'm responsible for two copies. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you got another copy. I don't know what to say about that.
Except for I think they wanted to read your book. I think that they saw it and they were so excited. They thought, well, she's probably done with that. I'll swipe it. So, you got to love that. Absolutely.
Book.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about your beginnings in music. How did you know you had that talent? When did that all start for you as a kid?
Well, my father was a singer, and my mother had musical talent. I just popped out singing, and, you know, there are four Tenniel sisters. I'm the oldest of the four, and every one of us sing. They all have lovely voices. It just was part of our musical life back as far as I can remember.
So you start off, you have your sisters, and you got a lot of great pictures of your sisters and your family in the book, too, by the way, I'll tell everyone. But you start to do that. Did you just know that your career would explode the way it did?
No, never. As I grew up and started singing in Montgomery, Alabama, where I was born and raised, people would say, oh, you have such a great voice. That was kind of a big fish in a little pond. I had no illusions. I just sang because I loved it. And I remember one of the first songs I ever sang for people when I was in junior high school was a silly song called Abba Dabba Honeymoon, followed by Julie London's Cry Me a River. So you can imagine me singing that torch song at age 15. But people liked it, so, you know, what can I say? You know, I never thought I would have what would have happened that happened to me with Daryl, ever.
Yeah. So you meet Daryl Dragon, who's the captain, becomes your husband, all of that. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the beginnings of that relationship.
Well, Daryl and I met mainly because of a musical I had written with one of the directors at South Coast Repertory Theater in Southern California. It was an ecology-themed musical called Mother Earth. And it's a long story, but I'm just going to say it ended up as a professional production, and we opened it in San Francisco in 1971. And Daryl, we needed a new keyboard player because our regular keyboard player couldn't go to Los Angeles with the show. So Daryl flew up to audition for me, which is kind of funny. But I actually hired him to play keyboards for me. And then later on, he was a Beach Boy for a long time. And he and I started working together in clubs and then also as a Beach Boy piano player. That was me. I was a beach girl, but they let me in anyway.
I bet that was fun. You probably have a lot of stories from those days.
I have some wonderful stories, and it really was fun, and it was very, very eye-opening to me because, you know, I was this kind of sheltered girl from Alabama, and I had never even been to a rock concert, much less been on stage playing in one. And I learned many, many lessons from my time with the Beach Boys. One was the responsibilities of a headliner, the business of music, you know, how much it costs to do this, that, and the other, just to carry a touring band around, and dealing with groupies. Well, I don't have groupies, but they sure did, but fans and things. And it was a real eye-opener and very much an education for me when Daryl and I began to have our own success.
Then you start, you tour, you do all of that, and you elope. And you elope in a tiny mining town, Virginia City, Nevada, which I've actually been through there. If you blink, you're done. You're out of there. Did that surprise a lot of people? Did it surprise your family or no?
Well, you know, Daryl and I have been living together since 1972, and we were not married when we had our first hit. And I know it disturbed my mother, my Southern conservative mother, who would say to me all the time, Tony, when are you and Daryl going to get married? You just shouldn't be living together without being married. Well, I wanted to, but Daryl had really, he was very hard to read. He had not made any indications of loving me. You know, we had a relationship, but you read the book, so you know what it was like. So I think A&M, when Lovell Keeps Together hit the charts, our record company was very concerned that people would find out that we weren't married, although people thought we were. So they put out a press release saying that we were married on Valentine's Day, which was not. We weren't married, and we would never have chosen that day anyway. But we started getting letters from fans who would say, oh, you were married on Valentine's Day. That's so cute. And that's how we found out about it. So then, to top it off, this is so romantic, you're not going to believe this. Our accountant said, you know, Tony, if you and Daryl were married, he said that to both of us, you could pay a lot less taxes. So we flew up to Northern Nevada, drove to Little Virginia City, and got married kind of under the radar in the Silver Queen Saloon wedding chapel up there.
Wow, unbelievable.
So that was our romantic wedding.
And you were together for a very long time, and people were shocked when you broke up, and you're very forthright about it. In the book, you talk about it, but people didn't really know what was going on in that relationship, right?
No, they didn't. And, you know, I have to say that I can never blame Daryl for any of this because he just is who he is. And he was raised in a very, very complicated and difficult family. His father was very much the dictatorial famous person. He was an Academy Award-winning film scorer. He was a symphony conductor. He recorded 25 albums for Capitol Records, and he was the epitome of the maestro. Mm-hmm. Handsome, lots of charisma, and he had lots and lots of fans, but he was very hard on his kids. They had three boys and two girls, and he was especially hard on the boys. He was very critical of them. There was some abuse going on, which I don't want to go into because there's still family members alive who think that Carmen hung the moon. But, and also Daryl's mother had a breakdown when she was in her 30s and suffered from clinical depression the rest of her long life. So he never learned love. He never was nurtured by anybody in his family. Never had that experience at all. And he kind of grew into himself. And, of course, I had the complete opposite upbringing with lots of love, lots of support, and, you know, lots of good relationship. So I thought, okay, I can fix this guy. You know, I can go into this relationship and I can show him, teach him how to love, how to let some joy into his life. And I kept thinking how wonderful it would be for him and for me, of course, if I could do this. So that's how I started the relationship. And I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus. I'll stick with something for a long time. And I worked on it for years and years and years and years and years before I finally realized it was never going to happen. I broke the cardinal rule. The rule is, you will never change a man. He's going to be what he's going to be, and you can't change him.
Boy, that is so true. I hope a lot of people are listening to that, because I know there are a lot of women that try to do the same thing.
Well, and I thought I could. I mean, I really, truly thought I could, and I just couldn't.
Yeah. The song that I mentioned at the top, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together. How many, I mean, you'd probably be a billionaire every time somebody comes up to you and sings like a little ditty from that. Does that happen to you still? I bet it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And it always puts me in a very happy place when I hear that happen. I remember on one of the airlines many years ago, I guess it was during the 80s when I was singing with symphonies and big bands, and one of the flight attendants came up to me and she said, "Miss Tennille, would you come back to the galley? We want to show you something." And I thought, well, okay. So I went back there, and it was one of those large jumbo-type jets, and there were like four or five flight attendants. And they lined up in a row, and they started singing Love Will Keep Us Together, complete with choreography, which I just thought was wonderful. I mean, you know, you got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. Of all the places that you got to go and people that you got to meet, I mean, I know this is a tough question. What's your favorite moment? Do you have one?
Oh, my gosh, there were so many. My favorite musical moment, I might say, was singing a duet of Torch songs with the great Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
That was, to me, and you can find it on YouTube. It's there. You just put in Tony Tennille, Ella Fitzgerald, and it'll come up. She was a guest on our special we called the Songbook Special in 1980, and I invited her to be my special guest, and I just was overjoyed when she accepted. And what I found out about her, Kate, as we worked together, was what a humble, lovely woman she is, or was. She's gone now, I'm sad to say. I remember when we did it was a 10-minute Torch song medley that we did together, and it was complicated. We did our first rehearsal together, and, you know, I was just going, oh, this is a dream, this is a dream. And when we finished the rehearsal, she said to me, "Now, was that all right?" She's asking me if that was all right. I went, oh, my God, are you kidding? And, of course, when we did it, it was just, to me, absolute perfection. And it was like I was standing outside myself watching me sing with Ella Fitzgerald and remembering when I was a little kid singing into my hairbrush and pretending I was her. You know,
that story.
So that has got to be, to me, the greatest joy of my musical life.
Absolutely. Tony Tennille, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Pick up her book. You can get it at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. What a pleasure to have you, as I said, on the show. We could talk to you for hours. Thanks so much.
And also, I want to mention, Kate, that I did narrate the audiobook, and it's out there on Audible Audio. If you want to listen to me tell it to you, you can go there.
I love it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Kate.
I've been saving myself for you, just you, no one but you. I've staked my heart in your name.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Friend, you remember that old song, Carol Channing, I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard this song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse, It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Mm-hmm. They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on it, major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involved destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support the tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and in pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world enters the middle class, they want the things American middle class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah, with the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color, and what you would normally do with diamonds.
Sure, these come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect. And they, if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever? I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
Process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, it's like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.